Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's have a look at the transfer window and all the activity that's happened in it with Dale Tempest from Sky Bet. Morning, Dale.
Morning, sir. How are you?
What do you make of the final day of the window?
Well, they build it up into something, I suppose, as a major event. Where really, I think for most football fans, they just get sick of it. You know, because it goes on for so long, and then, you know, the whole of January we're having it, this transfer, that transfer. I suppose Arsenal got the business done, and if you're a fan and you think you need reinforcements, then I suppose it's exciting if you do get somebody in on deadline day. But
have they done good business, Arsenal?
I think it's too late, whatever they've done. I mean, they brought Aubameyang in, but obviously Sanchez is gone. And, you know, you look at them, what are they on now? 42 points. You know, City are on 68. You know, they're six away from Tottenham. They're 11s for a top four spot. The Arsenal season is measured on whether they make the top four, and they will not be making the top four again. Maybe Arsene Wenger's going for the Europa League. That's going to be as Man United did last year. Maybe that's his target. But then you've got Mourinho happy to spend fortunes, and of course they turn up yesterday at Wembley and get turned over by Tottenham. So, the one thing you have to doff your cap to is City. You know, week in, week out, the consistency, the quality. I mean, De Bruyne has not missed a game. You know, the League Cup semi, he played FA Cup, he's playing every game. And the quality that they're managing to maintain, I know they're spending lots of money and this, that and the other, but they really are at it. When you look at around other sides, Liverpool, we've had it, you know, with the beating City and then obviously losing the Swansea, then the West Brom game. You've got Chelsea, 3-0. Where did that come from last night?
Absolutely.
They haven't conceded a goal in the last four home games, and it feels like Conte's a little bit undermined there. I mean, Giroud and Barkley weren't his signings, were they? Let's be fair.
What about this headline about Conte on the back of the Times today? Antonio has said that he's overachieving at Chelsea after his team slumped to a 3-0 defeat by Bournemouth.
I would agree with him, actually. I see exactly where he's coming from. You know, at the end of last year when they won the title, you know, any quality manager, you know, you look what City were doing, United and the transfers, and Liverpool, obviously, with Van Dijk, that's later on. But you've got to reinvest a championship-winning squad. You've got to make them go again. And they basically, they get Rudiger, they got Morata, Christensen. The defenders were probably the fourth and sixth choice. You know, he wanted these Italian guys from Juventus, and they just wouldn't pay the money. And, you know, Barkley wasn't a Conte signing. No way. And Giroud as well. And, you know, that's last minute. Yeah, I think he'll be gone in the summer, Conte.
Barkley struggled again last night. I think the result last night, the Spurs win over Manchester United, was great for the league as a whole, because no one's really looking at Manchester City, are they? They're off the radar. Everyone's looking at the rest of them. So it's tightened things up. United 53 points, Liverpool just 3 points behind them. Chelsea on the same points as Liverpool, 50, and then Tottenham just behind on 48. I think that result last night was the best for everyone, wasn't it?
I absolutely agree with you totally. It's going to keep the sort of top four Champions League going all the way. And, you know, Arsenal aren't, they may, you know, close up that gap a bit, but it's very unlikely. That's the key. And I suppose at the bottom as well. You know, we're looking at the top there. As I say, if there is one to miss out with last night's result, you'd said Chelsea. But then a couple of weeks, if you'd have watched Southampton-Tottenham last Sunday, you'd have said Tottenham looks so flat. Dele Alli, he looks like he's going nowhere, doesn't he? You know, he just looks tired. You know, he was a star man last year for Tottenham. But Eriksen coming back in last night, that was a huge boost. And he's a class player, is Eriksen. And they say they got that win, and Mourinho will just be off moaning again. It's the bottom. That relegation, I know we don't like talking about it. There's 4 points between the bottom seven sides. You know, talk about going to the end of the season, this one. Just very tight. Where's Swansea got 2 wins from 6 points against Liverpool and Arsenal? I'm sure that wasn't on their radar when they changed manager and brought Cavalier. He's looking like a genius at the moment, the bloke.
Still in the bottom three, though, aren't they? I'm just surprised Southampton are there, but there's several poor teams that can still get dragged into it. Even if you go up to, say, Crystal Palace, who've got 26 points, they're only 3 points clear of Southampton at the moment. I think Everton's win last night was huge for them. It's given them some really good breathing space.
Absolutely spot on. I think it's fascinating, isn't it? I was looking at the games going in. I thought I really fancy Leicester at Everton. You know, even Everton fans were tweeting saying, "Yeah, I fancy Leicester tonight." But there's a massive but when you get a transfer request going in from Mahrez in the morning. Obviously, City were in for him with two or three beds. You can understand from Mahrez's point of view, and you'd want to play for City, wouldn't you? At the moment, best club side in the world. And then obviously it's turned down and rejected, and it does affect the dressing room. It affects everybody around the club when all that's going on and your star man suddenly isn't there. And Everton took advantage of that, and great to see Theo Walcott back. You know, he's always had goals in him. It's just keeping him fit. You keep him fit, you've got a top-class centre-forward.
Absolutely. Him and Seamus Coleman are brilliant together last night. Mahrez, does he not play again this season? The Mirror seemed to be saying on their back page, "I'm never going to play for you again." A picture of Mahrez there. Is he one of those to throw the toys out of the pram now?
Yeah, well, he threw his toys out the last time when this all went on about transfers and him trying to leave Leicester. It is a tough one. Probably Leicester need to let him go in the summer. You know, I suppose that's the deal to be done, a bit like Liverpool did with Coutinho. You know, give us another 6 months, then you can go. At least do that deal so you get him on board for the rest of the season. It does nobody any good, you know, if you've got a player, as you say, who's just basically down tools. So, yeah, that's also, you need to be a psychologist, don't you, to be a manager these days. Get in players' heads and just understand that, you know, what's going on with them, what keeps the dressing room going. I mean, all the reports out of Arsenal that Sanchez going, that he was despised in the dressing room there.
Really?
You know, so it just tells you, you know, it's not as straightforward as we might seem when everybody's just turning up on a Saturday afternoon. Always things going on behind the scenes.
Right, so the top 10 signings in the transfer window. Virgil van Dijk to Liverpool, £75 million. Laporte to Manchester City, £57 million. Aubameyang, £55 million to Arsenal. Cenk Tosun to Everton, £27 million. Lucas Moura, that went through yesterday, PSG to Tottenham, £25 million. Adrian Silva, Sporting Lisbon to Leicester, £22 million. Theo Walcott to Everton, £20 million. Carrillo, Monaco to Southampton, £19 million. Olivier Giroud to Chelsea, £18 million. And Andre Ayew, West Ham to Swansea, £18 million. Which of those signings is the best transfer in this window?
Well, at the moment, Theo Walcott probably, because he's got two goals. I suppose it's as simple as that. You just don't know, do you? £60 million Arsenal paid for Aubameyang, and he's been sort of touted as one of the best strikers in Europe. But, you know, we've yet to see him do it in the Premier League. I think Moura, Tottenham signing from PSG, I watched him a couple of times last year in the Champions League, and he's always impressed me. That could be a good one. You know, if Ayew gets two goals and keeps Swansea up, then he's worth every penny of his £18 million, you know. So it's so difficult to tell the one player that may just change your fortunes. You know, and it could be at the top or the bottom, and it might be 1 point. It might be just you can bring him on, that extra ability to change the game at any point. I mean, Watford's an interesting one. You know, they've obviously changed their manager. They've gone from, like, you know, 3-3 draws and 4-3. And suddenly it was 0-0 last night. He went and parked the bus at Stoke. So, you know, if you're having to bet on Watford and both teams to score every week, which lots of people do, you have to suddenly go, hang on a minute, new manager, completely different tactics. Watford are going to be, parking the bus for the next few weeks, by the look of it, until they get back on track.
Nothing's a certainty. Very quickly, give us the odds for the weekend. Of course, Liverpool and Everton. Liverpool against Spurs is a biggie.
It is, massive one. I thought you were going to say Super League.
No. We haven't got time for that yet.
Super League? What about
you're ringing
Six
from...
You're not interested in Six Nations?
Oh,
what about
God.
The NFL? It's a Super Bowl as well.
You've got 40 seconds, Dale. Wrap up what you want in 40 seconds.
No. Well, I'm a big fan of the NFL. So, New England there, 1-2 on Sunday against Philadelphia. And Super League. Yeah, Super League.
Come on, Warrington.
Warrington versus Leeds tonight. That's the game. New manager, new players at Warrington. They're -4, 8-13 to win tonight. Yeah, well, I think Warrington will get the job done tonight.
Top man. Thank you very much, Dale. Take care.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The The Kickoff. Radio City Talk.